On the phone with us, what an honor. We have one of the IndyCar drivers competing this Sunday at the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, in the number 76 Chevrolet Renus VK. Renus, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
Fantastic. You've got to have adrenaline flowing like there's no tomorrow right now as we get ready for race day Sunday.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm super excited. It's always awesome to be in the month of May, and it's flown by this year, but yeah, very, very excited for the race.
What can you say? I mean, the grandstands are officially sold out, over 300,000 strong. The Indy circuit, the NTT IndyCar series, has taken on such a love, so many new fans. It is truly the single biggest attended sporting event in the world, and you're going to be right in the center of it on the track come race day Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. It's super exciting. It's, again, second year consecutively with the sellout, so very, very good. And, I think the weather is going to be pretty good. It seems like the rain's going to hold off for a little bit for now, so hopefully we can get a great race in without any delays.
My fingers are crossed for sure. Talk about qualifying and up to this point, how your team has done, how you feel your car has done at this point.
Yeah, we've done very well. We've had a good practice week for sure. Car feels very good in traffic, and then in qualifying we qualified 11th. Best qualifying position so far for the team at the Indy 500. So really good job, really quick, and people have won the race from 11th, so why not this year?
Absolutely, why not? I can't agree more. What was your top speeds? Do you remember those off the top of your head?
Above 240, that's for sure.
That's got to be some adrenaline for sure, no doubt about it. Running around the oval and the track, just an exciting time. You mentioned the rain, and Mother Nature has definitely not cooperated 100% this week. It has been a wet week down here in the southern part of the Hoosier State, but our fingers are crossed. That does play factor into strategies and what have you come race day Sunday as well if you're dealing with a little wetter track, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's, we can only drive in the dry here. Of course, we have to watch out for lightning as well for all the fans. So, seems like it's going to be okay. We've got carb day as well. Hopefully, we can get the practice moved up a little bit in the morning so we can get out. But for me, my big focus is going to be on driving because, the weather is something I really cannot change.
Absolutely. And, a driver is only as good as the team behind him. Can you tell us a little bit about your team working in the pit?
Yes, for sure. No, I've got a really good team with Hunkers Hollinger Racing. They actually are top five right now in the season pit stop standings. So they've been doing very good so far. They've had my back a lot in pit lane. Had a lot of better finishes than we should have because of such good pit stops. So I'm excited. We actually have we're competing in the pit stop competition on carb day, and then of course during the race, the car on track is as important as the pit crew when we get into pit lane. So I'm excited to have such a good crew surrounding me.
Two poles, 11 top fives, 34 top tens. But I'm looking here. There's one thing missing, and that's an Indy 500 win that's coming this year, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the goal. That's why I'm here. And I'm just gonna focus on having a clean race. You can get so caught up with winning this race that just maximizing what you have, making sure you're always in the game. One time we will get that opportunity when things go right, and hopefully this year.
Yep, when the stars are aligned, that's when the that's when the team wins for sure. Well, we're wishing you nothing but the best. I know it's going to be an exciting race come Sunday. Man, the field of drivers, the 33 drivers, there's, five rookies this year. It's an exciting field, some very big, talented drivers joining the circuit this season.
Yeah, for sure. The level's higher than it's ever been, I believe, and it makes it tough. Keeps you on your toes, for sure. And it's a very motivating thing because you're never done working. You're always the rivals get better. Everybody's pushing as hard as they can. So it's a constant grind, but it only feels better when you have success.
There's nothing sweeter than that taste of milk and victory lane and that kiss on the bricks, right?
Oh, exactly. Well, I wouldn't know because I haven't done it yet, but I imagine it very, very often. So let's go for it.
This is the year. This is the year. Renus VK, look for him in the number 76 car, the Chevrolet, coming out in row four, starting in the 11th spot. It is going to be an exciting race come race day Sunday. Renus, first and foremost, we wish you a safe Indy 500. We want everybody to be safe, but we'll be pulling for you in victory lane come Sunday. Best of luck to you and your team. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us to talk about the big race this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much.